Speaking of head coach Jeff Montgomery, he is about to put the headset on, and he is very familiar with the microphone always dropping, and so he's always quick to hold it up with his left hand. And Coach, welcome on to the Home Poles and Spas postgame show. Quite the victory for you. Your initial thoughts?
Well, you know, we come out just swinging it, get eight there in the first, and we kind of hit a lull, and, you know, that's a pretty good team. But they're a lot like us as far as how they swing the bat. We had some tough outs there late in the game we had to get, and luckily we were able to tack a few on, make a few great plays on defense, and credit to our two pitchers. I mean, they weren't, you know, they didn't have necessarily strikeout stuff, but they sequenced pitchers when they had to, and we got the job done.
Coach, I noticed a trend when it came to that eight-run first inning. It was either a hit up the middle or a hit to right field. Very important for you guys, huh?
Yeah, you know, we've really been swinging the bat well, you know, this year, and just squaring it up. I don't know what they were seeing, but we made great adjustments. And, of course, the lefty they brought in, we had a little more trouble with her. You know, it was a good move on Coach Woolidge's part to change it up, and we did the same thing later in the game, and it kind of stole the momentum for us too.
I said it already. Our Applebee's player of the game is Anna Armin. I just saw it, a freshman coming up in big spots. First off, her first career high school RBI. They're batting in the ninth spot, driving in one of those run number six for you guys in that eight-run first inning. And then bottom of the sixth inning, should have been a single for Sarah Bone for DeSoto. She's playing shallow right, picks it up, throws to first, gets the out. And then, of course, the two-run saving snag out there in the right center field gap. Came up big when you needed her most, and that's why, to me, she just sort of stood out, because I kept saying her name very, very much towards the end of that ballgame.
Yeah, it's obviously happy for Anna. You know, just the ball was hit to her three times. She persevered, made the play. You know, can't say enough. You know, Bailey Probst at first base makes a play there on a ball early in the game to her right and gets the third out of the inning. But that catch Anna made there in right center field, running it down and kind of throwing her glove up, and it went in, and that killed their inning. You know, I just, you know, we have freshmen that are contributing. I just can't say enough. We have three freshmen on the field. You know, we had three out there defensively today. They're playing positions they're not even necessarily comfortable with due to our depth. And we're just squeezing about every bit of life out of them we can get, and they're stepping up to the challenge. And just so much great experience they're gaining out of this.
What was it like for you to see her driving that first run of her high school career?
Well, you know, she swings a good bat. You know, she came in, she was a little bit lack of confidence swinging right side, and then she wanted to switch over and go left. You know, the way everybody else hit there that first time through, you know, hitting is contagious. And I think, you know, that was the key there. And, you know, we've had four or five kids that are really kind of carried us the last 2 weeks. And seeing, you know, somebody like Anna to Bailey and a Bailey Probst contribute in that spot, it's pretty special.
Yeah, I was going to say, Probst, also a freshman for you, drives into a single in that eight-run first and also a sack fly in the top of the sixth. And then, as I mentioned, Armin with that single first career RBI. And I guess, actually, that's the same for Bailey Probst, too. That was her first RBI of her high school career. So, like I said, two freshmen stepping up big for you.
And can't go out without mentioning Hunter Ellsworth, another freshman who's hit balls over the fence in some key spots. Her RBI totals are way up. She bats in the middle of the order. She just really kind of drops the hammer, if you will. And she's just a strong hitter. She's got very good velo off the bat. And, you know, she's one of those kids that's played a lot of ball. And she is, you know, we've passed the torch. You know, it's something we've been very proud of in our program is kids contributing 4 years that come in with some skill set. And here's another great example of three kids that I don't know where we'd be without them, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
as far as our depth.
Yeah, no kidding. Coach, a freshman contributing to another excellent victory for you guys. Move up to 2-1 in the conference standings. A great confidence booster for them, I'm sure, and the rest of your team. Who do you have next, and your thoughts on that?
Well, we got kind of a light week. We kind of needed that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, we've
been busy.
We played, 13 games in 11 days, and we saw three teams in the top St. Louis area, the top 10, class 4. Got boat raced a couple times, pretty good by a couple of them. You know, we just couldn't, what much we could throw out there and do. You know, we were just kind of outnumbered and outskilled. But, you know, playing these better teams will make us better. We got Herculaneum on Thursday, and they have like three really nice players, and we get to go up there and play. So we got kind of a light week. Blair Ballmer didn't play today. She had an injury, and that's what really put us in a kind of a tailspin. We had we had Mackenzie McJunkins playing left field. She hasn't even played outfield really since she was like maybe 12 years old. I mean, you know, we get here to the field and Blair can't go. So, you know, this was a big win for our team.
Yeah.
You know, we came in kind of in Dyer's position with injuries, and we really needed a light week. And thank goodness we only got two games.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Coach Montgomery, always appreciate the time. Grab that certificate from me. That is for Anna Armin, our player of the game.
Matt, thanks for covering games for softball again. Going live, I think it's just going to do great things for our sport. Our conference is just really solid in softball. I appreciate it.
No problem. Coach Montgomery, enjoy the light week this
week.
Yep,
thank you.